Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Enrollment projections show potential gap between Gillette High Schools. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. If current enrollment trends continue, Campbell County High School could eventually have up to 40% more students than Thunder Basin High School. According to the Gillette News Record, before its regular meeting last week, the Campbell County School Board reviewed updated enrollment projections and zoning patterns. Deputy Superintendent Kirby Eisenhower told trustees the district could see a growing imbalance between the two high schools in the coming years. As early as the 2027-28 school year, projections show Campbell County High School reaching about 1,255 students, while Thunder Basin is expected to have around 1,134. If current feeder patterns remain unchanged, CCHS could outnumber Thunder Basin as many as 300 students over time. Rather than immediately redrawing high school boundaries, Eisenhower suggested the board consider adjusting which elementary schools feed into Twin Spruce Junior High and Sage Valley Junior High, since Twin Spruce feeds into CCHS and Sage Valley into Thunder Basin. Board members also discussed how new housing developments, including the Buttes Apartments on Tanner Drive, could impact enrollment. Trustees ultimately formed a committee made up of Mark Christensen, Tim Albin, and Rollo Williams to study potential rezoning options and bring recommendations back in April. Some trustees questioned whether board members should be directly involved, but the committee was approved. Senate strips law enforcement amendment from Second Amendment protection bill. The Wyoming Senate has voted to remove a law enforcement-backed amendment to House Bill 130, a measure that would expand Wyoming's Second Amendment Protection Act, or SAPA. According to WyoFile, the amendment had been adopted in committee after roughly 20 law enforcement officers testified at the Capitol last week, warning the bill could handcuff officers, expose departments to costly lawsuits, and jeopardize federal partnerships. Officers told lawmakers the changes they proposed would provide legal clarity in complex situations involving federal gun laws. But on the Senate floor Monday, Troy McEwen of Gillette urged colleagues to reject the amendment, calling it damaging. Kale Case of Lander defended the changes, saying they were crafted directly from the concerns raised by officers wearing badges who testified before the Senate Revenue Committee. Supporters of the bill, including Senate President Beau Biteman, argue House Bill 130 protects Wyoming residents from potential federal overreach. The measure mirrors Senate File 101, which Biteman sponsors, and resembles a bill vetoed last year by Mark Gordon. The Senate ultimately rejected the law enforcement amendment in a voice vote and aligned House Bill 130 with the Senate version. The bill has now cleared second reading, with further debate expected as lawmakers race procedural deadlines. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.